How you doing, DeAndre?
Good, good.
How's your knee?
Oh, it's excellent.
Malcolm Butler, could you talk about him, talk about that first game, and what you think about him as a corner?
As long as I've been playing the Patriots, Malcolm Butler lined up against me zero times, so I really can't tell you much against him. But I can tell you, studying film, what he does against other players. He's a very competitive guy. He makes plays on the ball, very instinctive, but he hasn't guarded me since I played the Patriots all 3 years.
You think that can change, consider how he has really emerged and gotten good?
It could, but the last 2 years I've played them, they had the same kind of scheme against me, and they won the game. So, I'm not sure they would, change that scheme.
What kind of scheme have they used against you?
They would put Ryan Logan on in front of me, right directly on top of me, and then the safety on top of him.
And then single up Butler on somebody else?
Yeah. They do that a lot with, other teams as well.
So, Monday night, what were you doing?
Monday night? Oh, man. I was getting some rest to come here and get my body ready for this week, honestly. But definitely called my fellow Clemson teammates and enjoyed that victory. But I'm from Clemson, so it's more than the college to me. I've been there my whole life, going to games since I was five years old. That was a big win for the city.
You picked it last week. You came close on the score.
Excuse me?
You almost picked the score last week.
Yeah, man, and everybody looked at me crazy.
We won't ask you to pick the score on this one.
Yeah, don't. Just listen to Vegas like y'all always do.
John Ray, can you talk about the opportunity you have as a team to make a statement here?
Oh, man, we have a tremendous, chance to make a big statement, not just, for us, but for the league in general, because we know the type of team we have. We don't make excuses. We just go out there and get the job done.
Dunder, you're talking about them covering you the way they're covering you with two people essentially doing it, help deep. How do you beat that? Is it just effort, or is there a key to trying to beat that system? Where there's press?
It's just more really effort. There's not a certain route, that you can go draw down to beat, two guys doubling you. You just got to go out there and play football. It's not easy, but a lot of guys get double teamed. Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, so I just watch film on those guys to see what they're doing, some things, because there's not a certain route that you can draw up to beat it.
John Ray, a lot of guys, yourself included, talked about the motivation of that last year's playoff loss, how frustrating that was. You wanted to wash that out of the memory banks, but you use that for motivation. Do you do the same thing with the Patriots, because you haven't had a lot of luck against them in the past?
Nah, not really. They haven't knocked me out the playoffs, so but I am winless against those guys. But this is playoff football. This is totally different football. I haven't played them in the playoffs.
DeAndre, Dwayne Brown talked about how, and some of the other guys have as well, that, with the point spread and people are already counting you guys out, but you've dealt with that all season in some ways. What's your mentality going in this game, wanting to prove it for yourself, the team, and not just show up, but find a way to win this game?
Our mentality is the same mentality as every game. Go out and win, however we have to do that. And stick to our keys, stick to what we know. Don't try to do too much. We know we have a good football team. We know we match up against anybody. So just go out and play our game. That's our game plan.